AP News, I'm Julie Walker. Police arrest a 15-year-old after a food festival shooting in Seattle that killed three people near the Space Needle. Authorities give more information. The AP's Jennifer King reports.
Seattle Mayor Katie Wilson says a teenager is being held after a shooting that killed three people at the Bite of Seattle Food Festival near the Space Needle.
Two died at the scene, and a third passed away at Harborview Medical Center. Official identification will come from the King County Medical Examiner's Office. The Seattle Police Department detained a 15-year-old juvenile in connection with the shooting.
Investigators believe there were two suspects. Teams searched a nearby IMAX theater where they initially believed that a second person had fled. Seattle Police Chief Sean Barnes.
There is a second shooter. We're trying to identify who that person is.
The gunfire erupted around 6 p.m. Sunday night, sending attendees and food vendors scrambling for safety. Adam Lombardo came back to pack up his Burmese food stand.
It's really sad because you think that three innocent people aren't getting up with their families.
I'm Jennifer King.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports ex-FBI Chief James Comey is asking a judge to drop a federal case against him over a social media picture of seashells on a beach.
The photo showed shells arranged to read 8647.
86, you know what 86, it's a mob term for kill 'em.
And the Trump administration charged Comey with threatening to take the 47th president's life. Comey says the photo was not a call to violence, but rather protected political speech. It's the second federal case against the ex-FBI chief in months, part of a Trump Justice Department retribution campaign against people the president does not like. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. There's a series of high-profile criminal cases with hearings this week that could prove pivotal. Four of the cases have celebrity defendants or victims. The hearings and trials this week include a prosecution for the 1996 killing of rap icon Tupac Shakur and the murder case against a singer. Also expected in court are attorneys for social media influencers Andrew and Tristan Tate and the man accused of stabbing author Salman Rushdie. A Massachusetts whaling museum is turning a negative review into a hit merchandise line. In 2020, a Google user called the New Bedford Whaling Museum the worst aquarium ever, despite there being no aquarium at the time, the museum embracing it, creating shirts and hoodies with the review and a whale skeleton on them, then finally gaining major attention after a viral news segment. I'm Julie Walker, AP News. Thanks for listening.